Every team is composed of players that have different sets of skills from different walks of life. There are those that are athletic, talented, fast, smart, and even humorous. However, perhaps the most important players are the ones that are the first one in and the last one to leave. And that perfectly describes PCM Mustang senior defensive tackle and tight end Jacob Esslinger. Esslinger was a freshman when PCM won their first and only state championship in 2018. With a combination of motivation, effort, and determination, Esslinger has become a leader on the team. Coach Greg Bonnet, along with other coaches in the PCM program, described Esslinger as the perfect program guy.
Well, as coaches, you know, we've always talked about Esslinger as being the ultimate program guy. He's a guy that, you know, you have to kick him out of the weight room. You never have to worry about him doing the wrong thing. You know, he's just always in there being a good role model to any younger guy. He gives it his all-out effort. He cares a lot. He's a guy that is passionate about the game and a guy that he wants to make plays no matter where you put him. If you put him a wide receiver, fine. He'll do everything he can to make a play there. If you take that wide receiver and you put him a defensive nose guard, he's going to try to make plays there too, and he does. And he's just the right size. I mean, he has a little bit of everything because he's a bigger fella, and he can run a little bit, and then he can also catch, but he can move too.
Esslinger and Bonnet both agree that Esslinger's biggest improvement throughout his time at PCM is his ability to block on both sides of the ball.
Probably my blocking. I think blocking is a huge part of being a tight end and just the wide receiver here at PCM in general. And so I put a lot of work in the weight room and on the field to become the best blocker I can in order to help all our great running backs in the past do what they do best.
Well, the biggest improvement I think he's made is just being a really effective block reader, like on the defensive line. Because we never had any intention of him really being a defensive lineman. But he just kind of kept on lifting weights, and he kept on growing and kind of turned himself into a tight end body. And when the need came that we needed a defensive lineman, we put him down there. And then he figured out how to use his hand. He figured out how to, you know, kind of protect against blocks and then also go destroy blocks too. So, his block recognition and destruction, I think, is the thing that he's improved on the most as a football player.
Along with his blocking, Esslinger has also caught 8 passes for 143 yards and 2 touchdowns this season. His first score came in week 7 against Sheraton.
Vandaloon in the shotgun. He will take play action fake. Look to throw. He's going to fire it to the end zone for Esslinger. He's got it. Touchdown, PCM. Jake Esslinger, 16 yards as the third quarter comes to an end. Second touchdown pass of the night for Carson Vandaloon.
Nice pass there by Carson, right on the money, and good job by Jake to put the meat hooks on it and pull it in and get the touchdown.
Esslinger's second touchdown was in last Friday's playoff game against Clarinda, which was the longest play of his career.
Vandaloon in the shotgun. Anderson to his right. Now he's going to motion out to the left. Vandaloon's going to take. He's going to throw. Under pressure. Rolling out to the right. Got some time. Now fires on the run. Open and making the catch is Jake Esslinger on the far side across midfield. Esslinger across the 40. Gets by defender. Still going across the 30. Esslinger inside the 25. Still going 20. 15, 10, 5. End zone. Touchdown, Jacob Esslinger. And no flags anywhere on the field.
Despite the amazing result, though, Esslinger said that it was a broken play.
Well, apparently what I found out is that Griffin Olson called the play in wrong, so we were running the wrong thing, and Carson got in trouble, so I just tried to find an open spot in the field, and he was able to find me, and I wanted that touchdown bad. We need to score, so I just kept on trucking, and somehow I got in.
Bonnet even told a story about Esslinger and former PCM football player Justin Maggard about what happened at practice one day.
And there's a couple of things that come to mind during summer. I kind of still remember him and Justin Maggard when I think that Esslinger might have been a sophomore. I think he was a sophomore, and I knew he was going to be a player, and I think Mags knew he was going to be a player too. And Mags was a defensive back, and Esslinger was playing wide receiver, and Augie was out there throwing to him, and he kept on beating Mags. And I remember those guys just almost getting into a fight, you know, to the point where Mags, being the older kid, was kind of trying to exert his dominance. And I remember Esslinger just coming right back at him and just making another play on him. And after they were all done, I went up to him and I said, "Hey," I go, "you don't, you know, never, ever ever back down from any of those guys, you know. And since that day, he never has. And you know, it's kind of like one of those things where, you know, how do you, the old school way of dealing with a bully, you know, not that Maggard was a bully or anything like that, but the old school way is to come right back at him, make him know that you ain't going to back down. And that's exactly what he did. And from that day on, he just kind of took off as a football player.
Now, as they get ready for tonight's matchup at Williamsburg, Esslinger knows what is at stake.
It's gonna be you know, who's the tougher team, and we've been there before with West Marshall. I mean, they're a tough team, and Williamsburg is just like West Marshall. They're a tough team, and if we want to come out on top, we have to be the toughest, and that's what we're working at right now. And I think we can do it. So I hope, and I think we will come out with the win over Williamsburg if we are the tougher team.
Regardless of how his season ends, Esslinger will always remember the 4 years he has spent at PCM. For KNIA KRLS Sports and Football Friday Night, I'm Alex Cook.
Vandaloon in the shotgun. He will take play action fake. Look to throw. He's going to fire to the end zone for Esslinger. He's got it. Touchdown, PCM. Jake Esslinger, 16 yards as the third quarter comes to an end. Second touchdown pass of the night for Carson Vandaloon.
Nice pass there by Carson, right on the money, and good job by Jake to put the meat hooks on it and pull it in and get the touchdown.
Vandaloon in the shotgun. Anderson to his right. Now is going to motion out to the left. Vandaloon's going to take. He's going to throw. Under pressure. Rolling out to the right. Got some time. Now fires on the run. Open and making the catch is Jake Esslinger on the far side across midfield. Esslinger across the 40. Gets by defender. Still going across the 30. Esslinger inside the 25.